Hey, this is Carmen Rizzo. You're listening to Area 54 with Tim and Mike.
Yeah! 54 In Your Eyes. That was a Satin Jacket remix off of House of Dixo. Now, Tesla Boy, do you think he came up with that name after the car came out?
I would imagine that he probably did it after. I don't know.
This seems to
maybe
be
he doesn't even know an auto company with that name exists.
I doubt it, but I think, yeah, unless it's like a play on OMD or something like that, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Could be, but or.
Or maybe they just really like early electronic inventors.
Yeah, very early. Yeah. Or he's dissing all the guys, the Tesla boys out there that are charging their cars while they're on their phone.
Driving with no hands.
Oh, no. Yoko in there with Go Alien. It's off.
Yeah, you love saying that, don't you?
Oh, no, Yoko. Have you watched that Beatles documentary that's on Apple TV?
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
I had no idea that she just sat there the whole time next to him.
Yeah, I had an idea of that, but for some reason I had it in my head that she had more input than that. She certainly wasn't there to break anybody up, was she?
Well, not on camera anyway, maybe not behind the scenes. It seemed like they've always made it sound like, oh, she broke those guys up.
Yeah, that she would.
It's like they didn't care that she was sitting there, but my thought was, don't you have a life? I mean, she had no life besides sitting next to John.
That's what she did.
For days and days and days, sitting in this chair next to him.
That would have been grueling.
It was crazy.
It was grueling. Also, too, you know, it wouldn't have been, it just wasn't that interesting. It's interesting after the fact because, you know, we know the songs and it's been so long. But at the time, I don't know, maybe she knew she was witnessing greatness and, you know, she's a clairvoyant. I don't know.
I thought the process of them writing songs and arranging them was really interesting to see.
Well, they were definitely a lot more excited about. It was kind of cool to see how they did it. That was really fascinating.
Yeah, I think that was the best part about it. And then just seeing that Yoko just sat there as a mouse on a chair. It's just like, wow.
Yeah.
Great.
And of course, when I was a kid and the Beatles were out, I just thought they were always wasted. And you know, they were actually pretty coherent. They were pretty focused on their music.
There's a couple of days where John's just sitting there.
Yeah. But for the most part, they were pretty focused on the music.
Yeah. And then it was like, and they had the bartender give him, oh, you want a beer? Yeah. You know, they were barely drinking.
Yeah, they weren't.
It looked like, you know, it was like, it did look like it was a big business, right? The product was there. They were doing the creative part and creating the product. And you know, then the business managers were scurrying about on the outside and the perimeter, you know?
If you just went just straight over parallel and watched the Doors in the studio, I think it would be a different video.
A different band, right?
Yeah.
But all right, we also had Carmen Rizzo in there with Returning to Silence, Uncle with Sunrise. It was the Always Comes Around mix. And Way Out West started things off with Surrender. You can find that on We Love Machine.
Yep. Good album, and that was a bunt down third bass line for a single. It was a somewhat inside joke if you haven't been listening to us for the last couple sets, or if you just tuned in. Anyway, we're going to start this next set off with Star Effer from Portland to play a song for you called Budapest off their album Future Past Life. It's Tim and Mike, Area 54. Appreciate you guys tuning in.